Semantic mass. Most applications do not know what anything means. User interface must become projection of the semantic mass. Otherwise, it is manual labor almost at every release. Most software today is made out of screens, routes, forms, tables, handlers, permissions, and dashboards, all stitched together by exhausted programmers who are forced to remember what the application itself does not know. The button knows it was clicked, but not why. The form knows it was submitted, but not what social act occurred. The dashboard knows it displays numbers, but not what world those numbers belong to. We have built user interfaces as painted surfaces over databases, and then wondered why every new business event requires another little surgery. Semantic mass is the amount of meaning an application carries inside itself. A shopping cart is not powerful because it is a clever icon. It is powerful because it brings a world with it. The cart implies customer, product, store, quantity, price, inventory, checkout, payment, receipt, return, abandonment, and fulfillment. One symbol reorganized e-commerce because it was not merely a graphic, it was a compressed civilization. The tragedy is that software stopped there. We made login, profile, card, settings, dashboard, and then failed to continue building the symbolic world those words implied. Graphic user interface becomes a projection of symbolic objects. When the application knows that a cart is a cart, a product is a product, a customer is a customer, a checkout is a transition between states of commercial reality, the interface does not need to be invented from nothing. The cart can project as a badge in the header, as a drawer beside the catalog, as a page during checkout, a warning when inventory changes, and an audit record when abandoned. Look how easy it is to track all of this. The object remains one thing. The GUI becomes many projections, most automatic. This is the difference between drawing screens and automatically expressing a world of hierarchies. Most applications do not know what anything means. They only know data is stored and which code runs next. A database table named orders is not the same as an order. A route named checkout is not the same as checkout. A UI component named cart item is not the same as cart item. Today, these are hints to humans, not knowledge inside the machine. The human programmer sees the domain, the software sees strings, rows, props, events, and callbacks. That gap is where incredible complexity, security issues, bugs, and endless chains of programming breeds. A symbolic application world gives names to the things users already believe exist. The customer believes there is a store. The employee believes there is an order. The manager believes there is a queue. The driver believes there is a route. The vendor believes there is a catalog. Look how ordered all of this is. The system should not reduce these beliefs into unrelated CRUD fragments. Create, read, update, delete. It should preserve them as first-class objects, actors, places, Object, verbs, event, pipes, policies, queues, assignment, and views. A useful application is not merely a program. It is a miniature world that agrees with its users about what exists. A MUD, short for Multi-User Dungeons, the birth of text adventure games, understood application structure better than any modern frameworks. Yikes! A MUD has rooms, objects, players, verbs, messages, exits, permissions, and state! Embarrassing! That is already close to business software. A hospital has rooms. Patients, doctors, charts, orders, and transitions. A school has students, teachers, courses, assignments, grades, terms, and graduations. A supermarket has departments, shelves, products, vendors, carts, orders, checkout, pickup, and returns. Modern frameworks ask us to begin with components. A symbolic application machine asks us to begin with the world. Multi-user must be the default, because reality is multi-user. Most important applications are not private calculators. They are shared spaces where customers, workers, managers, vendors, agents, devices, and background processes act upon the same world. The cart is seen by the customer, the order system, the inventory system, the picker, the cashier, the recommendation engine, the fraud detector, and the receipt generator. If the application model is not multi-user by design, collaboration is later patched in as a wound. It's always buggy after that. Events over pipes are how the world speaks. Events are usually just lines in a text file. Those files get really, really long. People think it's better to store information in a database, but it is not. The file that is append-only storing events is a history that you can go back to check, verify, fix. Data in a database is just current state. It must be events over pipes. Look how you can visualize it in your mind. It all makes sense. A user clicking a button is not the deepest fact. The deeper fact is that an item was added to a cart, a customer arrived, an employee accepted an assignment, an order entered a queue, inventory was reserved, or a delivery was completed. The click is only one possible cause. Voice, barcode, scan, sensor input, scheduled job, local AI, or another user may produce the same event. Pipes let events move through the world without pretending that every action is merely a direct function call. It is not. Adaptation becomes possible when change is represented as symbolic movement. A cart pushed by a customer and an order carried to a customer are not alien workflows. They are variations of custody, location, actor, route, and event. Who has the object? Where is it? Where is it going? Who is allowed to move it? Who must be notified? These are not UI questions first. They are world questions. Once answered, the interface becomes obvious. Customer status, employee queue, Manager board, notification stream, route card, completion button. The best application architecture is not model view controller. It is world projection action. The world contains the semantic mass. Projections render that mass into GUI, reports, cards, dashboards, notifications, and files. Actions are verbs performed by actors under policy, producing events over pipes. The view is no longer the master, and what a silly idea that was. The database is no longer the master. The symbolic world is the master. UI just becomes an expression of what the world currently means. A local AI should not be asked to invent the application. It should be asked to extend the world. Generic coding agents fail because they are handed an empty universe and invited to hallucinate architecture. It's true. A better idea is to give the AI a symbolic world. A process library, schemas, rules, examples, solvers, tests, and an event log. Then the AI can ask, what objects are missing? What verbs are missing? What pipes must connect? That's actually a rational question. The AI would be able to intuit the answers to it. What view should project this new object? What policy governs this new action? The AI becomes a careful world mechanic, not a reckless code generator. The future of UI is not more hand-arranged widgets. It is semantic projection. When an application has enough semantic mass, a supermarket can lay itself out as a supermarket, a school as a school, a studio as a studio, a hospital as a hospital, a workshop as a workshop. The screen becomes a local manifestation of a deeper symbolic object graph. Very simple thing to create. The user does not merely navigate pages. The user inhabits a meaningful system. You know where everything is at. To see the world anew, stop asking what screens the app needs and ask what world the app implies. What places exist? What actors move through them? What objects matter? What verbs change reality? What events must be remembered? What cues form under pressure? What desire paths have users already made? What policies govern action? What projections should different people see? These questions produce software with memory, structure, adaptability, and soul. Semantic mass is how software becomes intelligent before it becomes artificial intelligence. The machine does not need to be a general mind. It needs to know what its own world means. Once the symbolic mass is present, today's AI can help extend it, and very easily so. It can repair it, document it, test it, and notice when users are carving new paths through it. The result is not merely an app. It is a living application world whose user interface is no longer manual decoration, but the automatically projected visible surface of meaning.